Section 4, avert high costs of living. I've spent the last section discussing why living off the grid helps you avert forcible lifestyles. Here, I jump into how living off the grid helps you avoid high costs of living. The reasons to avert high costs should be huge reasons to want to live off the grid. Efficiency can be directly measured by the costs incurred while living. As you know, living requires energy, resources, and time. These all have monetary value. For example, I've spent many years keeping an eye on prices of both. The electricity I pay the electrical company, and the cost of providing my own energy. I have also closely followed the amount and cost of the energy that people need, and the actual amount they use and get charged for. And I have come to the conclusion that I, as most other people, have been overusing and overpaying for all kinds of costs of living, especially for costs of energy, shelter, food, and communication. For example, the energy I am being fed is much more than what I actually need, and it has been artificially inflated in price for as long as I can remember. And I am certain I can save money if I were to replace that fed energy with self-provided energy. First, I don't need as much energy as the electric company wants to push onto me. As I have explained in previous discussions, energy companies encourage more, not less, energy use. I don't need 200 amperes of electrical current at my electrical panel. I don't think I've ever willingly used more than 40 amperes at any one moment in my house, or anywhere for that matter. And I don't use or need 1,100 kilowatt hours per month, as I am routinely charged by my current electric company. I believe that most of us can do just fine with about 200 kilowatt hours per month. But my central air conditioner alone, if I was to use it as recommended, uses more than 400 kilowatt hours per month. And I have calculated that most residences can provide a modern and comfortable lifestyle with less than 6,000 watts of electricity available at any one moment. And I've calculated that the cost of the required energy-producing equipment, the cost to maintain it, and the cost work required to install, maintain, and use self-energy equipment, all combined is still much less than the cost paid to the electric company over just 1 year. As you will see, this same pattern of pushing you to use, consume, and spend is repeated over and over in many other areas of your life: water, food, entertainment, communications, and shelter. In fact, if there is a need for it, rest assured, there is an industry that exploits it. And I believe that this exploitation has reached colossal scales here in the U.S. today. Cost savings should be among the top reasons for you to want to live off the grid. After all, who wants to spend more on things you need? As I will detail in later sections, and as I have alluded to so far, here in the U.S., it is much more expensive to live connected to the grid than to provide your own energy. You pay more for electricity, water, housing, communications, and food when you depend on connected systems and industries. Yet we see it as normal largely because those industries systematically push this belief. We simply were not taught otherwise, or most of our peers depend on these. Living off the grid is living efficiently, smartly, and in a way that helps you attain skills and technologies that empower you. It should make you aware of the high costs and financial traps all around you. For example, I believe you can and should always get water free of charge. Also, why should I pay for food? A requirement for life, especially when I can produce it, find it, or gather it on my own. Why pay for electricity when I can generate it on my own? Really, the question is, how would you rather live? Ownership, access, and control of sources of basic needs are almost always more economic than paying someone, the middle people, for them. These middle people, who have claimed that source and held it just out of the reach of most, don't belong there. You see, today's economies have evolved to have millions of these greedy middle people stand between these basic sources and you, holding their hands stretched out at your face. These rash-faced folks make a living from selling you what should be a given human right. Water, food, shelter. Are you kidding me? They have long ago introduced themselves between you and these sources of basic needs. And over the years, these people have bought out governments and established themselves as the norm. Think about it. You never invited these bold-faced, opportunistic individuals to act as your dealers for basic needs. Yet, this happened long ago, and well away from your influence. In fact, these scurrying little bastards have invited themselves like rats in a kitchen, routinely violating your human, civil, and constitutional rights. Again, living off the grid allows you to claim your rights, have access to your needs free of charge, and finally dismiss these uninvited guests.
Avert high electricity costs. Recently, electricity costs have risen to an eye-popping 14.3% between 2021 and 2022 in the U.S. That was more than double the overall rise in prices for the same time period between 2020 and 2021. According to UtilityDive.com, January 2023. In November of 2022, it was estimated that one in six electricity service customers were behind on their monthly utility bill, about 20 million families. This figure had doubled since 2019, with the average amount owed at a stress-inducing $788. A disturbing 75% of Americans are said to worry about their utility or electric bills, and hope is down for prices to stop rising even as the 2020s inflation starts to wane. According to an article in USA Today, January 2023, as if wanting to pour salt on a gaping wound, one of the world's top producers of fuel for electricity, natural gas, goes to war and its supplies to the West are shut off in February of 2022. This resulted in the highest rise in electricity for homes in the U.S. in recent memory. Needless to say, families have been hurting from high energy prices worldwide, and governments and industries seem impotent to do enough about it. This should be to no surprise. As described earlier, electricity companies are mostly for-profit businesses. In fact, monopolies, without competition, are currently allowed to make massive profits from their corralled populations in many municipalities. I truly struggle to find more egregious and abusive relationships between corporations and their customers than those found in the electric utility industry. And the fact that this abuse has been and continues to be allowed is baffling to me. Here we are, with a vast majority in the world's wealthiest nations, barely able and often unable to afford the cost of electricity. So let's dig into the details. For those of you that think your conventional utility company electricity is still cheaper than generating your own electricity, shall we do the math? Let's go with averages again to keep it simple. As we discussed earlier, the average electricity bill in the US is $122 per month, or $1,464 per year. NerdWallet.com, 2024. But wait, you don't just pay for electricity costs to your utility company. They tack on many other fees. Some are quite ridiculous, like environmental compliance. Others are arguably illegal, like franchise fees and sales taxes. These fees often add up to about 20% more of your electricity charges. So in fairness, we'll add a conservative 15%, or $219, for a total of $1,683 per year. So, in just 4 years, with a very conservative 5% energy cost increase per year, this amount balloons up to $7,252. To put this into perspective, that is more than the median total bank account balance of most Americans between 35 and 64 years old. That is, per a Forbes.com survey, 2024. The average yearly total electric payments of $1,683 is 2.74% of the median U.S. income for working people between 35 to 44, $61,360. In 2022, per FirstRepublic.com, 2024. But this income figure does not do justice to most American working families. 50% of all these families fall below this income level in the U.S. The poverty threshold for a family of three is at $21,960 per year. And tragically, many of the poorest families in the U.S. don't have access to or don't know how to apply for electricity cost aid. So, working toward the poverty baseline, a year's electricity costs would be a head-holding 4% of a $41,960 yearly income. and jaw-dropping 5.3% of a $31,960 yearly income, and a drop-dead 7.67% of a $21,960 yearly income. To reiterate, your income is rarely available in its entirety to pay your electricity bill. It is most always first decimated by all sorts of taxes, rent or mortgage, and many other costs of living. In fact, the typical American household spends $5,077 per month on all expenses apart from utilities, electric, water, gas. The average utility bill adds up to $734, the fourth largest group of expenses. So, just to reiterate on how devastating an average electric bill is to the American family's finances, let's take that well-to-do and fortunate individual making the median U.S. income of $61,360. Then, let's deduct all the typical non-utility monthly expenses, and she's left with $56,238. This is what is more realistically available for her to pay for her electric service per year. Still, yearly electricity costs for this person would be a tick, causing 3% of her income. Yet, for too many Americans, a $122 average monthly electric bill would be a relieving dream come true. Many families are now living together. In fact, about 31% of all households were multifamily in 2019. This means more electricity use for each of those homes. Electricity bills can routinely average over $200 per month in many areas of the country. A commonly found $200 per month bill can add up to $2,400 per year, or $2,760 with the usual 15% up fees tacked on. This would add up to over $11,000 in just 4 years. This amount could gut 8.6% from a very common $31,960 yearly income. I know of many people living with their families making around $30,000 per year before income taxes. I was part of one of those families up until very recently. In fact, the number of Americans making under $30,000 per year is about 45% of the working population in 2022. The average household spends about 2.5% of their entire yearly income on electricity, per the website electricchoice.com. If you were to get a 2.5% rate of return on one of the mean U.S. savings balances of $41,600, you would make $4,319 in just 4 years without moving a finger. So, imagine what 4%, 6%, or 8% rate of return would do for you. Likewise, you may appreciate how much damage these rates can do to your finances if they are deducted from your precarious income. So, keeping as much of your hard-earned income in your bank account is not only smart and necessary, but may allow you to grow your money if it is invested correctly. More importantly, you should have the full right to use that 2.5% to 8% of your income on other more important things than lining the pockets of the electric company investors. Now that it should be abundantly clear how expensive electricity is for most Americans, let's move on to the cost of alternative energy sources and compare. Solar is the most available and simplest of all alternative energy sources today. It has been established that watts, W, is an electrical measure used to quantify the energy produced from light. Solar modules can be small, 10 watts, 20 watts, medium, 50 watts, 100 watts, or large, 200 watts or larger. When purchasing solar panels in bulk, they are often priced in watts, even if purchasing a few modules. For example, if you purchase 10 modules of 300 watts each module, it's actually a 3,000 watts purchase. Thankfully, the price per each watt has been dropping steadily since the 2010s, largely due to the industry's growth and the worldwide market competition among manufacturers. Today, the price of new solar, photovoltaic, can be found as low as 60 cents per watt, even less if purchased directly from manufacturers. On average, U.S.-based companies charge you more, usually close to $1 per watt, due to delivery and price markups by pesky middle people. Recently, I've been able to purchase new solar modules for just over $0.56 per watt. As an example, at the expensive price of $1 per watt, 3,000 watts, 3 kilowatt, worth of solar modules can cost you $3,000. But just a quick look at eBay.com, Google Shopping, and Alibaba.com can help you see how you can avoid high solar costs. As I will detail in a later chapter, 3,000 watts, 3 kilowatt of solar panels is enough to completely power an efficient home, and this may be conceivably sustained for 20 to 30 years. Of course, you need several other pieces of equipment to work with the solar panels to have a complete solar power system. That equipment normally includes batteries, inverters, charge controllers, wiring, mounting hardware and electrical safety devices, etc. For this 3-kilowatt system, these equipment can add several $1,000 costs, give or take a few $100. And if you were to pay a professional for the installation of this equipment, at the expensive rate of $2.50 per watt, you can add around $7,500 for such installation. So, in total, 25 years worth of just enough electrical service for your home can cost about $16,500. That may sound like a lot of money for many, but that's only about a third of the cost of the average new vehicle in 2023. On the other hand, how much does it cost to pay for 25 years worth of electricity from the utility company? If you lived in dreamland and paid only the average electricity bill, no fees and no increases, it would cost $36,600 for 25 years. But more realistically, by accounting for conservative rate increases, fees, and taxes, you can expect to pay about $64,500 in 25 years. That is, perenergysage.com, 2024. Needless to say, in this scenario, you would pay close to 4 times as much for utility electricity. That is, when you compared it with the 3-kilowatt system for solar electricity for 25 years. This is, on the very conservative side, if you happen to live in an area with higher utility costs, the 25-year figure could easily be in the 6 digits. That's over $100,000. Some may still argue, I can just pay my utility bill much more incrementally, slowly over 25 years on a monthly basis. Yet, others may say, most Americans just don't have $16,500 to pay for solar up front. Both of these are reasonable arguments, but although the vast majority of Americans have less than $3,000 in their bank accounts, people still find ways to purchase cars, motorcycles, boats, and furniture sets with similar price tags. Furthermore, there are things like in-house financing or bank loans that can facilitate slower, more convenient payments. And even if you had to pry out the last penny off your piggy bank in as little as 7 years, you may completely recover the entire cost of your $16,500 solar energy system. Furthermore, there may be federal and state government incentives that help you pay or give you tax credits for the purchase of solar energy systems. Massachusetts and New York leading the way with state government incentives in 2024, Illinois and other northeastern states have some generous incentives that help pay for solar. California just phased out their long-running incentives, which helped it lead the nation and the world in solar energy. However, currently, the American South and the rest of the country are ranked from indifferent to hostile toward rooftop solar energy. Currently, the federal government gives a tax credit incentive of up to 30% of the cost of the system components through 2032, thanks to the recently passed Inflation Reduction Act. All you need to do to apply for this generous credit is to file IRS Form 5695 with your yearly tax forms. New York State has a similarly generous solar incentive that can qualify you up to 25% or $5,000, whichever is less, in tax credits for your solar system investment. Every state and municipality has different requirements for their solar system incentive, if they have one, so you must individually find information on your area's incentives if they exist. In the end, if you make enough income to warrant a tax burden, you may end up saving on that burden by investing in solar. For the majority of the nation, who do not make enough income to have much or any taxes to the government, investing in solar is still a smart move as investing in a dependable vehicle for transportation or investing in your education. There are many programs in many states and communities that help economically disadvantaged people pay for solar technologies. For example, the state of California has an anemic but commendable program to help out their poor people attain solar technologies, solar jobs training, and maximize energy savings with their Disadvantaged Communities Single Family Solar Homes program. So, it is possible to get some assistance paying for solar technologies that can immediately or eventually allow us to live off the grid. And this may spare the money you would otherwise pay your local wealthy utility company executive. Saving money to purchase a solar system is possible even for the poorest among us. Giving up unhealthy habits, going out less, eating less, and not paying for expensive phone or entertainment services, etc. These concessions can enable you to save money, even on a low income, and the savings may enable you to purchase and install solar equipment in cash. To further undermine any argument on cost against solar energy, you may be able to acquire and install the 3-kilowatt solar system for even less. You may be able to do a self-installation if you are an electrical worker, electrician, or electronics technician. Or you may want to train as any of these and safely install your solar system over a longer period. All you need is some physical strength, the will, and perhaps a little help. Off-grid solar panel systems and their wiring are largely harmless, as long as you keep the panels covered with black plastic and the batteries are disconnected with poles covered. You may perform an entire installation and wiring without any electrical energy running through the wires, then just hire or get some help to do the final connections. Plans, guides, videos, and specifications on how to install a solar panel system are plentiful. Courses on electricity or electrical work are available online and via classroom or correspondence. For example, I completed a correspondence course on basic electricity in about 6 months and a basic electronics course in about 9 months. I will include my own recommended plan for a basic 3-kilowatt system further in this book. You may be able to save up to $7,500 from the $16,500 installation discussed earlier and bring your total required investment to about $9,000. You may be able to spend even less by opting for a smaller solar system. You can live quite comfortably and happily with 2,000, 1,500, or even only 1,000 watts of solar energy. Naturally, smaller systems require you to be more efficient and/or use other sources of energy alongside the solar system. Wind turbine technologies can enable you to generate your own electricity. This technology, like solar, has been made more affordable and available over the last couple of decades. Small wind turbines of less than 1,000 watts, 1 kilowatt, as of this writing, range in a few hundred dollars depending on quality. You may install and wire together several kilowatts of wind-powered turbines and charge a quality battery bank. The bank may cost another few hundred dollars to over $1,000, depending on size, type, and quality of the batteries. Per my experience, you may build a wind-powered electrical system for a similar amount as a solar photovoltaic system, from a few thousand dollars and up. Exact pricing for wind energy systems are elusive, as the variety of equipment and systems are many. Depending on wind requires you to live in a consistent and high wind area. Many areas of the US and the world qualify as suitable for wind energy harnessing. If you want to limit your wind turbines to one, you need to use very little energy or get a larger wind turbine. Larger turbines can move a larger generator that needs more torque to generate more electrical current. I will discuss the details on some wind generator systems in part 3. You may choose a wind generator system that may produce energy for you for decades and save the money you'd otherwise have paid your electric company. I won't go into the potential cost savings of other energy-producing technologies, since the technologies vary and the scenarios for individual users vary so greatly. But it can suffice to say that by both saving energy and generating your own efficient and renewable energy, you can definitely save and make money. As mentioned, wind turbines, fuel-powered generators, geothermal systems, and efficient spaces may enable you to offset enough energy usage to need only a small renewable energy system. You need not miss a beat on what the modern lifestyles have to offer by opting to use much less energy. You will, though, have to change much around you and about you. More on all of these changes later. Alternatively, you may opt not to have, therefore not pay for any electrical energy producing system. You may know that it wasn't until the 1920s that electricity began to be used in most homes in the US. And before that, people lived relatively happy lives without electricity. You may be able to do the same because, frankly, you don't need electricity to live. Most certainly, you don't need to pay for electricity to live. Trust me, if you stopped paying for your utility right now, hospitals, roads, offices, and schools will still have electricity. The human body does not require artificial cooling and heating. It has its own under reasonable conditions. And we do not generally need artificial lighting throughout most of your active day's hours. We really don't need to watch TV or streaming videos for entertainment. Written works, story sharing, and live performances may bring more satisfaction to you. All the electrically powered home gadgets have been pushed onto you over the years by manufacturers at the delight of the electric companies. And most are just optional perks for extra comfort, which you can achieve without any electricity. You may live a modern lifestyle without using any electricity. You may cook using LPG and flame. You may heat your room using a wood stove or kerosene heater. You may light your home using fire or natural sunlight, and so on. In summary, utility electricity is too damn expensive in this high-consumption society, the US, and many around the world are suffering economically. So, dumping expensive utility electricity, its need, and its use are crucial steps for most that live in this society. I think of the benefits of not paying all that money to my electric company and paying a lot less for the energy that I produce. These bring me satisfaction, freedom, technical knowledge, and financial rewards, and these can surely apply to anyone and you. With this more efficient lifestyle, you surely will be more economical in many other aspects and save even more money. Lastly, as your ingenuity and efficiency increases through your energy economy, so may your income, giving you and those around you double the benefits.
By Hector Vladimir, Georgia, USA. Thank you for listening to this podcast. Please like this content and subscribe as a sign of support. And ensure to share this to allow me to reach more people like you. Lastly, if you'd like to support this content further, please click on the links provided here. Thank you.